Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. 254 says Manning's from a family, not just a dad, Dawson. That's the difference. True legacy of success. Go study some damn genetics, 254. Figure it out. You know? Your mom and dad, you have... You have a pool of genes that could be bestowed upon you, okay? And sometimes as, like, my older brother, he got a big butt, big quads, right? And he's fast. Guess what? His kids are fast, you know? Mine, she's not that fast, you know? Right. She's got a skinny butt because she descends from me. So once that you know, shift happens and the genes drop down to the next generation, the pool's a lot less important. So Arch Manning from Cooper Manning, the wide receiver, that's why his motion looks so weird. He's not a natural thrower. That looks like a wide receiver playing quarterback, doesn't it, Arch Manning?
That big old,
yeah, that does.
The throwing motion?
Yeah.
I don't.
That's not an NFL throwing motion. We got to get this cleaned up.
I got to get the scout's eye on this one.
I think,
man,
he's got his throwing motion's okay.
I mean, it's a howitzer.
He could tighten it up a little bit so it's not quite as long. But I wouldn't say it's a wide receiver throwing motion.
I think the way that you're right about tightening it up, it seems like it's really
there's a wind up.
You're right, Dawson.
And then the release.
What's
point,
new?
It's the release point where he's not always accurate with it.
I mean, he's not Byron Leftwiching this thing, you know, where it's like down to the hip.
Respectfully.
No.
Yeah. Of course.
All righty. Well, there's going to be plenty of opportunities to explore this conversation. To me, it's fascinating because there's so many sons of players that are emerging, and I just don't know how you get the stamp of, it doesn't matter how bad you play because that's your last name. You know, we got to run, though. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has the G-Bag of the day.
I hear the wide receiver Manning is actually the cooler Manning.
Cooper. He is.
Can anybody confirm?
He is.
He seems like a fun guy.
He is a very fun guy.
Yeah, he's the one. I think he posted something. It was like he had some Longhorns in his drop top car.
Yep.
Talking about I got an arch in the trunk.
Pretty good stuff, man. So my son runs just like my wife.
Does he?
I hate it for him.
Yeah.
You know, because she runs like a gymnast. You know what I'm saying?
Short strider?
Yeah, just, you know, pop, 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 pop. Yeah. And I take long strides. Yeah. I'm Mike Johnson in the game, bro. Run straight up and down. Anyway, all right, this is going forward to today at 5:30. Stick around for that. I got some John Blaze kind of.
And we have a girl right here. She's walking on the street, and she sees a young man. I'm lying. He's old. He has a nice suit on, though, and she wants to compliment his suit, and it just goes crazy after that.
Excuse me. Where'd you get your suit?
Pardon?
Your suit. Where'd you get it?
I'm cute where I get it?
No. Yeah. Yeah, you're cute.
Really?
Yes.
This is not a scam, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. I just thought you were cute.
I actually thought you were cute.
Oh, really?
No, thank you. I didn't even think you noticed me.
Yeah! Yes! Shoot your shot, dog! Oh,
Zero to 100.
You're cute.
Yeah. He thought it was more likely that he was being scammed yeah. than actually being hit
There's
on.
No way.
Gorgeous, I'm not being scammed. Huh? Well, in that case.
That ass is gorgeous.
What are you doing like right now, honey?
Yeah, you got to take it while it's hot, Phil. Yeah, let it change your mind.
That's beautiful.
Well, here's Woolchuck with your top 10.
All right, 877-881-1053. One, what do you think is the best football city? And two, your best road trip destination on National Road Trip Day. Big road trip and weekend for families out there if you're trying to go on vacation. And we got summer right around the corner. Congratulations to all the graduates out there. I know Corey Majors has himself a fellow Plano Senior High Wildcat graduating. Kudos to all of you.
It's a hell of a football city, Plano.
Plano is.
No, Carthage.
Carthage. Plano, we were. Where we've since tumbled.
Ever since Woolchuck left.
Man. Once proud and mighty, and Plano hasn't won a playoff game since 09 now. But we, you know, we'll still take that. Carthage, 100%. DeSoto, Duncanville, South Oak Cliff. South Lake Carroll.
So just...
Allen.
Just like high school football towns?
Aledo.
Aledo, Carroll.
Midland.
Midland. Odessa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just...
Galena Park.
It's the best NFL cities, but Galena Park, 100%.
Who?
Katy. Galena Park, North Shore.
Yeah, I was just playing.
Who?
Sure you were.
Football cities. Is it like, what is this? What is this based off of?
Can it's you give according me some... to USA Today, the top 10 best NFL
yeah,
cities.
I knew that, yeah.
Yeah.
So like cities that have an NFL team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, I mean, I don't know. You went to Pittsburgh and said it was pretty dang legit.
Pittsburgh was fantastic. And they are four on the list.
Green Bay.
USA Today.
Titletown.
Green Bay's three.
Kansas City.
Kansas City comes in at five. So you guys have nailed three, four, five.
Seattle.
Seattle not in the top 10.
Chicago. Oh,
Chicago. Yeah. 10. Okay. Number 10. Chicago.
Are they going to put Filthy in there?
Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Cleveland, right?
Cleveland rocks. Cleveland is not in the top
10. Wow.
I know. Surprised there because they
upset.
Are loyal. The Dog Pound, I mean, that is a loyal fan base despite their team being the factory of sadness.
What else you got?
Filthy is one, which Filthy. Is, I hate that so much. But Philadelphia, Pennsylvania came in at number one. There's another pretty crazy rabid fan base that we're leaving out.
Buffalo?
Here. Buffalo's two.
Oh yeah, Buffalo deserves
hard
it.
Hard place to get to.
Buffalo's two. So the top five you guys got, Philly at one, Buffalo at two, Green Bay at three, Pittsburgh at four, Kansas City at five. I don't know how. Somehow, some way, Miami. Is it six?
History. It's generational. You know, it was a great fan base. Guys Brian's age,
mm-hmm.
Oh, man, you'd find Dolphins fans everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is if I had to say Dolphins at six, I'd put Dolphins higher if they were playing at the Orange Bowl.
Yeah.
I just feel like that.
If they played at the old
Orange Bowl. That stadium's empty a lot.
That's a big life bummer is that I never got to go to the Orange Bowl.
The Orange Bowl was incredible. To play a game in. Man. I mean, it was old. It was beat up. You showed up, and you were like, it's not an NFL stadium. And then you got inside, and you're like going, oh, okay, there's a lot of history at this
place. Do you like it better than the Cotton Bowl? Or is it, like, in any way similar? Just
it's the Cotton Bowl as a fan, so hard to get into. I mean, just out access of it. I felt like my freshman year, we played a game. We played in the Orange Bowl itself. And like the Dolphins were playing. This is 1982, and so it was so cool that just you knew the history of the place.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you another one was the L.A. Coliseum.
Oh yeah,
that's another place that's got a lot of history to it. You show up and you're like, and you know with the Rams playing there at the time until they got built in SoFi, but Yeah.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Yeah. Heck, the Cowboys played that playoff game there in 2018. It was pretty damn cool.
Yeah, except for the fact that C.J. Anderson
Oh my gosh.
I'll tell you another one.
And Todd Gurley.
Another one that was pretty cool. Old stadium was Mile High, the original Mile High in Denver.
Yeah.
That was a really cool one. And then Jack Murphy in San Diego. Colquhoun, and then all the, you know.
They were hosting Super Bowls.
Yeah, that actually won.
Just one?
Just one.
Just after Tampa that, Bay.
They were hosting Oakland Super Bowls.
Yeah.
They got the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they got it once.
That looks like such a beautiful place.
It is. Actually, it's a beautiful. It was another one of these run-down, crazy, bad kind of stadiums, but you knew there was so much history there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Miami at 6 was a bit of a surprise. Detroit's at 7. Minneapolis at
Detroit.
8.
We've never been to Detroit, right? You guys never been to Detroit Stadium?
I have. No. Not to the stadium. I've just been to Detroit.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying the stadium, it looks like it's like in a warehouse district. So it's actually, it looks like a warehouse. It doesn't look like a stadium. And all of a sudden you walk in, you're like, wait a minute. Just walked into a warehouse. No, it's a stadium. It's really very well done.
I drove by the rubble of the old Pontiac Silverdome.
It's still there.
They didn't implode it properly.
Yeah. That,
like half of it's still up. It's kind of bizarre.
It's kind of rotting.
Yeah. It's disgusting. It's sad.
Seems dystopian.
It was kind of neat to see, but it was very sad.
Not that I'm a fan of the city at all, but I hated the Astrodome.
Astrodome
was awful.
Houston didn't make the top 10.
Yeah.
Dallas was at 9, and then Chicago at 10. I think we should definitely, you can flip us in Miami. I think the list would be okay. And actually, flip us in Filthy. We'll be good. Screw you, Eagles. All right, let's get to the road trip. And now are you still doing the every summer road trip, Gavin?
No, not every summer.
We
might do it this summer.
Okay.
The flight prices are ridiculous. Thank you. Okay.
Is that the fuel cost?
Yes.
Yeah.
And with 4 in the family now, it's $2,400. That's the cheapest we can find it to Oregon and back. I mean, we've got it for like $1,200 before, you know? So it's like essentially twice as much. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot.
It is a lot. I mean, I don't know. I'm worried about just driving 2.5 hours with my kids now. At some point, I think the road trip was fun. I used to do it with my dad. We'd drive to Florida over the summer, that type of stuff. It's like a 19-hour drive when my grandparents were living there. But
I mean, okay, so I think that's important because a 19-hour drive is like 2 9.5-hour shifts, and that's very reasonable. Mm-hmm. The problem with the drive to Central Oregon, it's 2 13-hour shifts or 3 8s.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to take 3 days to drive somewhere, and I don't want to drive 13 hours a day in back-to-back days because from personal experience, halfway through that second day, if your body's not conditioned for it, you start to feel like you're drunk. Like dangerously fatigued.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I know that feeling where you're like, I have to pull over. I have to pull over and sleep somewhere.
Yeah,
I've been there.
And I mean,
30 minute driving.
Yeah, I don't think I could rest knowing she's driving. You know what I'm saying?
No, of course not.
I can't sleep like that.
No, absolutely not.
All right. So, what makes a good road trip though? Like, you gotta. It just can't be the destination.
It's going to be stops along the way.
Stops along the way. Yes. Got to be a scenic route.
Music.
The views, the tunes, and maybe the conversations.
It's got to be scenic for sure.
Yes.
I mean, the vehicle aspect, too. It's pretty. Like, we had the old giant van that you could, like, lay the back down as a bed. Yep. That's huge.
Yeah. It's got to be comfortable.
We've done this trip, us four. I wish Lucius would go with us on this one. We've done that thing down the Pacific Coast Highway, the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about those? That's how about gorgeous. That driving from Oxnard to L.A.?
Yeah.
But you could go the other way, too. You could go head north, and there's a lot of things. You could drive along the coast. That's really cool. You could do it in Florida, too, on the A1A.
Beautiful. I've done that.
You could do that on the Florida side, the Atlantic side of things, and drive. And you could stop at all these old, like, you could stop in St. Augustine. It's the oldest towns in the country. Like, and so you stop, then there's a lot of places that you can go and see food places and things. That's what's important to me. I want to be able to stop and, like, check stuff out.
See, that's Woolchuck's about to do at 35, and there's good stops on the way, but it's not scenic at all.
No. But I am kind of excited about
it. You're going to hit traffic in Waco.
Yeah, and just Bucky's is always a highlight. Yeah. But it'll be fun. Tennis Coastal New England, the drive there, you can prep yourself for oceanside towns, all the lobster you can handle. It does look very beautiful. You've got Scenic Byway 12, Bryce Canyon National Park and Capitol Reef National Park comes in at number 9, Southern Utah.
That's incredible.
Looks gorgeous. 8 is Richardson Highway. Best road trip for Alaskan grandeur.
Wow.
7. Sounds terrifying.
Yeah, this one does look pretty, a little bit scary. 7 is San Juan Skyway. The San Juan Skyway delivers some of the Rockies' biggest views in high definition and includes the renowned Million Dollar Highway, which leapfrogs across central Colorado's mountainous core.
Sounds 6. Like real tall bridges, bro.
Mm. Yeah.
Real tall
not
bridges.
Not going to be your
drop-offs.
Rocky edges.
Dawson is completely out on that.
6 is Florida Highway 1.
There you go.
5
A1A.
Is Badlands Black Hills Loop. Best road South trip to Great Plains.
South of North Dakota. I've done this before.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually went scouting, you know, when you go to like
this
Fargo, you know, over that direction. So, yeah. Driving through Minnesota and North Dakota, South Dakota, those are some pretty states. You know, but you got to do it in the springtime. You can't be doing it
when the weather's bad in the winter.
You can't be doing it in the wintertime rolling around.
Best road trip for Southern history, the Natchez Trace Parkway.
Natchez.
Middle Tennessee to Natchez, Mississippi.
Yep.
Yeah, and Mississippi is rough to drive through.
I'm going
to
need a guide.
The amount of bugs.
And maybe a gun.
Route 66 comes in at 3, Chicago to L.A.
Chicago to L.A., yeah.
2 is the Blue Ridge Parkway. North Carolina to Virginia.
To where?
Virginia.
Oh, wow.
Waynesboro, Virginia.
I'll tell you what, the
Smoky Mountains.
Going to those schools in North Carolina, like in Raleigh and Durham and all this, man.
Gorgeous.
Just great driving around, yeah. Beautiful.
But, hey, you crushed number 1, the Pacific Coast Highway.
Yeah. We've done it before,
it
man.
Is
We've
beautiful.
Seen it.
San Diego
We've
to Seattle.
It's incredible.
We stopped, and Dawson said, "Can you drive, man?" I said, "Yeah, man, I can drive."
Yeah, man.
Far out. Get in the back seat. I'll get you there. Don't worry about it.
Went in California.
All right, man. It's where to go.
Okay, we got a football fix coming up at 3 o'clock. Of course, what you drinking and what you thinking. Sounds like Brian's working on a limited Dawson. Okay, we got a Friday staple coming up next, Eric.
Yes, sir. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Biggest L, biggest dub next right here on The Fan.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.